All right, it is December 6th at 6 p.m. here meeting in room 303 for our budget hearing and opening. I've asked Brian McKenzie to lead us in the pledge. We would like to excuse Commissioner Kamalu as she is at a conference for waste management and she is out of town. We'll open up for public comments real quick. Anybody from the public that would like to come forward because the budget's been out, please come forward to state your name. Seeing none, we'll move over to the public hearing and ask Commissioner Stevenson to open the public hearing.
I'd make a motion that this time we open the public hearing to discuss the Davis County budget.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Curtis.
Commissioners, we'll have this pulled up on the screen shortly, the budget recap. On November 1st of this year, we put a tentative budget on the table for the public to see. We worked diligently with department heads, elected officials, the budget committee, and various staff to provide a balanced budget of the general fund, Fund 10. That has been out since November 1st, and since that time, at that time, we turned the budget over to the commission. The various changes that are listed on the screen, and I will not go through them one by one, but they are available for folks to review with the department, the line item, the increase or decrease, and the reason for that increase or decrease is publicly available. At this time, I've provided that information to the commission and would be happy to answer any questions on those line item changes and happy to turn that over to you guys for consideration.
From my perspective, we've actually all worked very, very closely on this. Actually, probably the most intense budget process I've been through in all the years I've worked in government as far as it goes. And I think that what we've accomplished this year is taking care of two most important aspects. That is, one, the taxpayer, and two is the employees. And I think there's been a lot of work amongst everyone to do that. So, Commissioner Elliott, I don't know if you have any comments.
No, I don't have any comments. It's like Commissioner Kamalu, his phone is back up and running, and she would appreciate if I call her.
I just want to echo that we've worked intensely on this budget. We've gone through it several line items, gone through with Curtis, met, gone through it. Had very great input from all the AOs, a lot of hard work from the sheriff's office and doing what he needed to do there, and a lot of the employees, a lot of hard work. And so we know that, you know, the economy's up and down, changes as it goes. Is she on there?
Are you there, Lane?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, so just to update you, Commissioner Kamalu, we're just doing some public, some commissioner comments real quick, as Curtis has kind of gone through this already, but if you have any comments about the budget, you feel free to say so at this time.
Oh, yeah. I'm pleased with the budget. It was the most challenging one. I've observed one and been a part of four now, right? And this has been the most challenging one. And I think not only is it always challenging, but this year we have inflation on top of it all. So very proud of the work of our clerk auditor and his team and all of the departments. And so I'm excited for the public to become more aware of it. It's super important. I encourage the public to read the executive summary and to follow what's going on in Davis County. That's it for me.
Thank you. And just real quick, do we need to open up to public comment again? The budget.
Do you want to review the elected official compensation as well? We've got that to be put up on the screen for. So we'll put that up as publicly noticed there and as required by law. We are showing that there is a cost of living adjustment of 3% for county elected officials to be as open and transparent as possible. We are showing each office the salary from 2022 and the salary for 2023. There was a new ordinance enacted that has been put into place, Davis County Ordinance 0072022. And that has been enacted for the attorney's position. But we wanted to put that up and acknowledge that the elected officials are receiving a 3% cost of living adjustment, just like the employees.
All right, we'll open up. All right, we'll open up for public
Chris,
comment.
I think Chris is going to come
Chris?
Up and talk
with Chris Bone from Human Resources Director.
Bone, Human Resources Director. Thanks for the invitation to just say a couple of words. Number one, I'd like to just acknowledge that having regular opportunity to work with our elected officials on this page that's been put up, one of the things I've noticed is we say it, but it's absolutely true. We have working elected officials. They are here every day, working really hard in difficult leadership positions, and to treat them with the same cost of living adjustment as other employees is the right thing to do to keep them up with conditions, labor market conditions. Being elected is a little bit different, but we still want to be fair to our elected officials who work really, really hard. And I don't have anything to add regarding the amounts, just a notice that we have on the attorneys that enacted under the new ordinance, there is the only difference as far as 3% goes. And then the split of the clerk and auditor's office has been accommodated in this budget as well.
You know, Chris, if I can just add one thing to it. One of the things that we did a year ago is that we did make, as far as the employees go, an adjustment dealing with inflation. As we looked at it this year, again, we all know, I guess the easy one to look at is with what the feds did with the Social Security, what took it up, I think, a little under 9%, and that inflation has been running CPI actually at that around that figure. And what we've been able to do this year, and I think that, you know, the employees understand that we not only need to take care of them, but also take care of the taxpayers, is that the 3% COLA that was given this year, I think everybody was in agreement that that was important to be able to maintain what we need to during this economic situation we're in right now. And so it's very appreciative, again, of the employees with them and with the work that the staff has done on this. So thank you for everything that you did and the information you were able to supply us to help us in that decision.
All right. Any other comments? All right, we'll open up for public comments on the budget. Seeing none.
Okay, I'll make a motion at this time that we close the public hearing.
Second.
All right, I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, at this time, I would make a motion that we approve the proposed and presented 2023 Davis County budget, which basically will run the calendar year of 2023.
And I will second that motion because we've had many opportunities for people to follow and to weigh in and second the motion.
Okay, I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I think we've already said our comments, so this meeting. Yes,
can I have one moment of personal privilege? It should be noted would like to thank Angie Nelson. She joined our team at the end of August as the chief deputy, and incredible amount of talent, dedication in helping to pull all this together. And so, thank you.
And thanks, Angie. You sure added a lot.
Okay. All right. This meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.